Good morning. My guest this morning is Bill McNamara from Quarry Hill Botanical Garden. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Thank you for coming. We are going to be talking about the second lecture in the Quarry Hill Botanical Garden lecture series this year, which is going to happen at Quarry Hill on October 13th. The title is, it's Andrea Wolf who's giving this, and the title is The Invention of Nature, Alexander von Humboldt's New World. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yes, we're very excited to have Andrea Wolf coming. She lectures widely, and she's written several books. The best known is her latest one, The Invention of Nature by Alexander von Humboldt. But she lives in London, and she speaks German, and I think that's why she was able to research Humboldt so well. But this book, it's just a fascinating book. I'm reading it right now. I'm almost finished with it. But I've heard of her lecturing elsewhere, and everyone says she is fantastic. What's so interesting about Humboldt is more places around the world are named after Humboldt than anybody else who's ever lived. Pretty remarkable.
Including Humboldt.
And yes, even in California, we have Humboldt State University in Humboldt County, though he never came to this part of the world. But a fascinating character. But her concern, Andrea Wolf's concern, is that he's been pretty much lost to history. He's still well known among certain circles of the scientific community, but the general public, other than hearing Humboldt everywhere, doesn't really know who he was. He was the most famous scientist of his time.
And he was characteristic of scientists of the day, if I remember correctly, in that he was a nobleman, really. He was a wealthy person, wealthy European person, who sort of put all that behind him to become a genuine practicing scientist.
Yes, he was in the tradition of a naturalist at the time. And he wrote extensively and was a great observer of nature. And his books became very influential to many well-known people. He was a big influence on Darwin. He was a big influence on Henry David Thoreau and many, many others.
What are his dates, approximately?
Early 1800s.
What do you know what her point is going to be in this lecture?
Her point will be that he was such an influence on the way we think of the natural world today. There was a lot of changes happening about how we approached the natural world during his lifetime. One was, is it just a mechanistic world where everything is just bolts and et cetera, and they can be separated? He said, no, it's all connected. And he wanted to look at a bigger picture and show how everything was interrelated. And that's influenced us to this day.
It's interesting that this is the second and last lecture in the annual Peter H. Raven lecture series. Now, Peter Raven was, in my time at St. Ignatius High School in San Francisco, was a fellow classmate. And I know the influences that we had on the state of nature and how it all works. And it's interesting to have this person, I think, speaking about that.
I agree. Peter Raven is really a dynamo and so influential to so many people. I remember that when he was 14, he was volunteering at the California Academy of Sciences when all I thought about was baseball when I was 14. And he not only volunteered there almost on a daily basis, he found a new species of a plant, a type of manzanita that is named after him.
Wow, that's great. Thank you very much for coming in once again and talking about this obviously fascinating lecture coming up on October the 13th. For information, the best way to get it is at the website, quarryhillbg.org. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.